Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. We're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the blocks up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not.
Positivity. It doesn't matter what anyone says about us.
It doesn't matter what anyone does to us. We're making choices today to be positive in every way. Y'all know that's a Miss J challenge, so I want y'all to go ahead and repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. We all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? Those of you who are new to the show, you're wondering, what the heck is she talking about? So many times we OD on stress, we've OD'd on our jobs, even OD'd on our businesses, OD'd on our loved ones, relationships, family, craft, anything that you have. Some of y'all even have some substance abuse issues. We don't want to talk about that. Every time you got to go out, you got to have about 5 drinks. Yeah, you won't be in on something that's negative. But it has been medically, clinically, and even psychologically proven that changing your actions, your thoughts, and your words for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. So my job here is to help you OD on positivity every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Today we got Toya Nash taking over, y'all, but we got to get into it. I got to wake you up. Y'all know how we do it every morning. You got to get it together so we don't get right back into some music. Y'all don't go nowhere. Tell everybody to tune in right now. You can listen from your phone, dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are at your desk already, go ahead and log on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms.J. Productions. And y'all know because of the love you've shown me, we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal on East Coast Family. We are international, baby, so we all going to get it together this morning. Make sure you stay tuned because we got a lot for you today. It's Miss J in the Morning. Here we go. You can fly. India Irie, get it together right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Thank you so much, everybody who's continuing to call in. Y'all know I get excited. And I'm so excited about today. We have a special guest for you a little bit later in the show. I want y'all to hold tight because we're getting deep. We're getting into it. Those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, it's Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. We are broadcasting live around the world. I am so grateful for my new listeners in Canada. Thank you so much for those in South Africa who continue to send me emails and continue to encourage me. The love that I receive from y'all is the only reason why I'm able to do what I do, how I do it, the best way I can do it. Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity, talking about getting it together today, giving it your all. There are some of you guys who have so many gifts, so many talents, and you're sitting on them. You're not doing anything with them. You wake up every day going to your job and you're unfulfilled. You feel depressed. You feel frustrated. You're sometimes angry at the way your life has turned out. It's not because you can't pay your bills. It's not because you don't have the things that you want to have, but you're just not satisfied with the way your life is going now. So today we're going to get in deep and help you a little bit to get up out of that rut. There are some steps that you have to take. There are some things that you have to do to get up and get out and get the things that are destined for you in life. It doesn't matter if you're an actor, a model, a singer, even a, but just a professional cook. You're good, a handyman, clean, you know, fixing stuff, cleaning stuff. No matter what your gift is, you don't want to sit on it. You don't want to waste any time. You want to make sure that you have all the tools, you have the support system, you have all the ingredients you need to get exactly what you want. So today we're going to push you, we're going to probe you, we're going to encourage you to OD on positivity and get the things that you're supposed to have today. Y'all know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. There are so-called artists all over the place, people who are dancing their hearts out for the world, singing their hearts out for the world. Those of you who are following up on American Idol, y'all know people are doing some crazy things just to get a shot at fame and get their name out there. Excuse me, and get discovered. And so many times we see so many people locally in our own homes, in our own churches, at our schools that are way more talented than the people we see on TV, and we're wondering, how did they get there? How did they do it? I can do it better than them. I know my homegirl that I grew up with can do it better than them. Why isn't she where they want to be or where they are? Why are they on TV? Why are they getting all these hits and subscriptions on YouTube and all this crazy stuff? But the one that really has it is sitting there content as a secretary at his or her job. Well, a lot of times all you need is the motivation, your support system, the people around you. You need that drive. Sometimes you do need to just be patient and wait to have that break. Well, today we have someone on the air, Ms. Toya Nash. She has gone through, gone up, and gone over. She is educated. She's an entrepreneur. She's actually an actress. She has her own organization. She's also a singer, and I'm not going to keep going on and on and on about it. I'm going to let her tell you. Ms. Toya Nash, good morning. You are live on the air, Ms. J in the Morning. How are you today, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. I first want to take the time to thank you for taking your time out to start your day in the right way with all the listeners of Ms. J in the Morning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. I'm all excited and pumped up and ready to go.
Well, all right. I'm glad that you are. So let's go. I want to jump right into it. I don't want to waste any time. I want you to share your story on how you got to be Ms. Toya Nash. I don't want to even read the whole biography of all the great things that you've done. We'll go through that a little bit later. But just share with our listeners a little bit of how you got started. Did you always like to sing and act, or was it something you discovered later in life?
You know what? My mom basically forced me to enter an oratorical contest in the second grade. And I did it. I got second place. That was my first time on a stage. She saw something in me that, you know, I was afraid of. I mean, I was a little tiny girl. And
yeah.
I got up there and did a good job, and I loved being up there, and I loved becoming another character so she pretty much sparked it. And then ever since, I was doing, always in somebody's play or always just out front, always trying to be a part of the arts. And, you know, I started really considering it seriously. But, you know, when you grow up in a state like Texas, you have people who, you know, in California or New York, your next-door neighbor is on TV and her neighbor's on TV. You know, 10 people doing entertainment. But in Texas, you know, you don't have that. So I was encouraged to, you know, well, you want to get a business degree. You don't want to just go to L.A. or New York or any of that. So, you know, I did go to get my bachelor's degree in marketing. And I'm really glad I did. But I always had something up my sleeve. I was like, well, when I'm done with this, I'm only interviewing in L.A. and New York. I'm going to do this, whether they like it or not. So I never let that fire cease. And the whole time I was in business school, I was still doing theater, still doing local auditions, anything I could do to stay, you know, to hone my craft and to stay active in it. And I graduated from UT, went straight off to LA and started acting. And I realized, you know what? I need a toolbox. If I'm going to do this, I want to be good at it. I want to study it. I want to live it. I want to breathe it. So I packed up, moved to New York. I was accepted into the Actor Studio Drama School in Manhattan. Got my graduate degree there in acting and did a ton of theater. That's where I really found my voice as a singer. I always had a voice but was kind of afraid to use it here and there. So being in New York, I mean, it's a place where the arts is appreciated. It's not about fame. It's about talent, you know. It's just an amazing place where I was able to really just get excited about singing and perform. And, you know, I started doing singing with other local acts and things like that. And I always wanted to sing myself and just really afraid of the music industry because of the things I, quote, heard from people who probably weren't even in the industry at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about that a little bit. Now, yeah. I've heard you say that a couple of times. Now, you definitely mm-hmm. studied to show yourself approved and actually earn your degree to, you know, support your craft and the gifts that you have. But you mentioned a few times that you were afraid. It wasn't until you got a little bit older and got your degree to where you were like, okay, well, it doesn't matter. I'm really going to do it. But I want you to encourage some people that are experiencing that same type of fear. Now, they've gone and they got their BA. So they're really secure with their education. They know what they're mm-hmm. talking about. But there's this little thing mm-hmm. that's holding them back. So how did you push through and pass the fear to actually go to New York?
You know, here's the thing about, you know, the people. I mentioned fear on purpose because your show is all about empowerment, and, you know, which I love. And, you know, it's just consider the source, first of all. And a lot mm-hmm. of well-meaning people will tell you things, but a lot of them aren't attached to the industry. They haven't done it. They haven't seen it. They don't know what it's like. And, yes, and just like in any field, there are ups, there are downs. Nothing is guaranteed. But if you are truly talented and you know this, and whether you studied or not, this, you sleep, you eat, you breathe this craft, I do believe you should study anything you want to pursue, artistic or not. But if you firmly believe that this is why you were put on this planet, then it is your obligation to try. It is your obligation to get out there and see what happens. I mean, you only get one shot at this. So why would you don't want to be the shoulda, woulda, coulda. One of my best friends, Brooklyn Jay, always says, listen, I don't want to get to 40 and be talking about how, man, I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda. I mean, just what do you really have to lose? Really,
what do you have to lose? Well, she's dropping the wisdom right here on this day in the morning, y'all. It's Toya Nash getting you up, getting you motivated, getting you encouraged to do what you have been created to do, pushing past the fears, getting past the shoulda, coulda, woulda, as she says. You only have mm-hmm. one shot at it. This is how we do it on this day in the morning. It's the next generation of artists, the ones that are coming up that are actually sowing the seeds and doing what they're supposed to do. I don't want you guys to go anywhere. We're going to get into a little bit of music. Y'all don't know, Toya can actually do a little singing too, but we're going to get more into her acting and her business because I definitely want her to share her story first on how she came through it. But don't worry, we're going to share her music, so make sure you tell everybody to tune in. But right before that, I want to give a shout-out to the next generation, the ones that are listening out there that are a little bit younger, those of you who are in high school, thinking maybe I should go to college, maybe not, maybe this is the way that I want to go in life, maybe not. the next generation of the ones who've already done it. You guys are maybe even parents, and you're saying, you know, I spent 30 years doing it this way, and I've never been fulfilled, so maybe I should try it this way. So let's get into a little Robin Thicke. Next generation, right here on Miss J in the Morning, don't go nowhere. Miss Toya Nash is taking over. She's trying to take my job, y'all. This is Miss J in the Morning.
Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up. It's your girl, Be Inspired, and you're tuned in to my girl, Miss J in the Morning.
We're the new generation, the new generation, and we believe now, we believe.
We believe.
It's a televised revolution. We want democracy. We fight all oppression. We're tired of honor and red green. We want our freedom. Like the Statue of Liberty, we want to see our children live better than you and me. The whole city is a dance floor. It's a celebration for the whole world to see. Things are really changing from Africa to Asia, New Europe across the sea. Everybody's got their head up. Ain't nobody on their knees. And the bombs will stop lying. And we stand in love and wonder as a miracle goes by. And it ain't like it used to be, cause it's better than it was. We're the new generation. We believe in us. We believe in us.
We're the new, new, new.
Calling up our brother, saying I apologize. Love is stronger than the Terminator. Love's in every baby's eyes. You're crawling out of that dirty gutter with tuxedos on your mind. You want a glass of champagne. You want it paid for by the vein. Shout your national anthem for all your countrymen that died in vain. You're the new prince ruler, the Red Dawn Cairo King. An international inspiration, the number one topic most trending. And now the bombs will stop flying, and we gaze at quiet sky, and we stand in love and wonder as the miracle goes by. And it ain't like it used to be, cause it's better than it was. We're the new generation. We believe in us. We believe in us.
We believe
in us. Now you can't get between us. We're connected like mother and child. It's a worldwide network. You better log on before you die. Cause the old God is over. And the new way is baptized. And now we're storming through the palace. Singing, dancing, you know why. Waving peace flags on the balcony. Yeah, we just changed history. Here we all join hands. Thank God for listening. And the bombs will stop flying. And we gaze at quiet sky. And we stand in love and wonder as the miracle goes by. And it ain't like it used to be, cause it's better than it was. We're the new generation. We believe in us. We believe in.
Robin Thicke right here on Miss J in the Morning, the next generation. We are the ones about to take over. Sorry, folks, all your old folks out there. Y'all had y'all turn. It's our turn. And old, I'm not talking about your age. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are. Just get up and get moving towards the things that you're supposed to do. It's been too long. You've been sitting. You've been waiting. You've been complaining. You've been strategizing. You've been planning way too long. It's time to get up and put those things into action to today we have Miss Toya Nash live worldwide with us on Miss J in the Morning, talking about getting through fears, pushing you, probing you, motivating you. She said, don't be a shoulda, coulda, woulda. You only got one try, so why sit here and wait? Now, Toya, you've been going down deep trying to take my job, girl. Trying to take my job of motivating people, sharing your story, and I am really intrigued about your drive and your passion that you have. Now, we first want to give a shout-out to your mama for doing what mamas do best and forcing you to step out right. at a young age and actually sparking that passion. But you said something deep. You said you had to keep that fire lit. You had to keep going. What was it, something secret that you had inside of you all along, or was it something that you learned, a trick or a 12 steps to get you motivated to take you to the next level? How did you keep that fire and that passion and that drive as you're going through your journey?
You know what? Honestly, I am a believer in speaking to elders. I highly recommend it. You must respect them. They were here before you. They have so much wisdom for you. And I've never been the kind of – I was never the kind of kid who I had to go out and do something to believe it. I had five brothers and sisters who were older than me, and so I was watching every, you know, I'm always watching what's going on with other people. I don't, if five people say it's bad, I believe it's bad, you know what I mean? So just talking to people who've been here well before me, telling me how they wish they could have done this, and how, you know, another trap we fall into is, like you said, age. Oh my God, I'm this age. Well, you know, you're 20, you're 30, you're 40, and I know that entertainment is a field that fosters youth. But here's the thing. If you're old now and you have 30, 40, 50 more years on this earth, how old are you then? I mean, don't get caught up in how old you are. Don't get caught up in what anybody else is saying. If this is true, and these people, they know. They know it never goes away, that fire. It's always under there. You can try to mask it and go do something you really don't want to do, but it's always calling to you. It's always speaking to you. You're right. My mom saw that in me. It was already there, which is why she pushed me out there to do it. But it never went away. And one thing I will also say, you have to always be working on your craft, whether it be going to get a formal education like I did, whether it be performance or getting you a private coach, whatever you have to do, get out there, really learn what it is that you're interested in, and make sure it's something you want to do. Make sure you have a strong toolbox because you will need it. You know, some performances are small, some are really big. You got to be ready for all of them, and that good foundation that education brings will help you, you know, be successful, whether you're performing for 10 people or 100,000. So you want to study, you want to watch your circle, that's the other thing. You know, you want to be around positive people empowering you and who believe in you, and you know who they are, you know who those people are. When you call, they're, oh, my God, more excited than you, and then those other ones who are like, oh, great, you know.
Oh, the haters. That's what we talk about. She don't want to say it because she's the artist that got to be politically correct.
I don't want to say it.
The haters. The haters, y'all. That's what she's talking about. Now, if there's somebody out there, Toya, who is listening today, and I know that there are, we have people listening all around the world, and they're sitting there saying, you know what, she's absolutely right. I've waited too long. It's my time. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I feel motivated. I feel empowered. But, you know, there's always a but. How do you get past or over or get out of that but? Maybe the but is I'm a single mother. Maybe the but is I don't have the finances to fund my project. Maybe the but is I don't know exactly where to go. I'm pretty sure you ran into, no pun intended, ran into a few buts.
Mm-hmm.
Would you share or maybe guide our listeners to say, you know, can you just blast through it all? I mean, is it really that simple?
Well, I mean, listen, there are things that must be considered, you know, being a single mom, all these things, yeah, those are things that have happened, and I'm sure you feel blessed because of your child or whatever it is that you feel that you're, quite frankly, using as a crutch. But here's the thing, that kid is watching you too. Wouldn't it be great to have a mommy who went out there and pursued her dreams? I mean, here's the thing, you have to ask yourself why you're doing this too. I have a coaching and acting and voice coaching company, and I deal a lot with kids. The first thing I ask them is why they're interested in acting, why they're singing, interested in singing. And if the answer is because I want to be famous, then we have a long conversation about what that means and why they think that's important. If you're doing it because you love it, the money, all that stuff will come. You can't be worried about it. You just have to get out there and do it. And there's no excuse, I don't know. I mean, you can Google how to make your own album, and 99 pages will pop up. I mean, the thing is, you have to just stop making excuses and get out there and do it. I'm a big believer in trying to, you know, and plan it out. So today I'm going to do this. Do a little bit for it every single day, and by the end of the year, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. But here's the thing. All those things you mentioned, those are excuses, quite frankly. I mean, we all have things have to overcome. We all have things that we have to set aside. And yes, arts is definitely something that does not always yield an immediate profit. However, if you're doing it because you love it, I absolutely guarantee you the money will just show up. I have been blessed with so many events and opportunities that I didn't even solicit, all because I said, you know what, it's time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it because I love it. I'm going to do it because when I get up in the morning, this is what I think about. And things, the blessings just flow. So do
well,
it.
I want to continue to talk about your blessing for a bit. I know, you know, you're trying to take over. It's the Jordan Nash takeover, y'all. It's just today. You're going to have to come back on another show, but you're still Miss J in the morning. She's doing it, y'all. I'm telling you, the girl is bad. But you mentioned the blessings that you've received and being placed in certain situations that you didn't even solicit for because you opened yourself up, you made sure you remained positive, you didn't entertain any excuses, and you kept the fire burning, the passion burning, moving forward. Now, you've done some great things. I've been doing the research, y'all. You know when you hear somebody say, oh, okay, that sounds pretty good. Let me go ahead and Google. Let me get on YouTube and see what's up. Now, Ms. Toya Nash recently got an opportunity to perform at Madison Square Garden. Now, that is not, you know, Madison Square Garden number 4 that's on the left side of Chicago that don't nobody really know about. No, this is the Madison Square Garden, y'all, in a big arena where all this you can see is just colors and flashes of light and all this great thing. I want you to talk a little bit more about the blessings that you have received since you went ahead and jumped out there and pursued yourself as Toya Nash. Now, Madison Square Garden, we'll talk a little bit more about your organization, but you've been featured. You have so many interviews that you've done. You were recently on the news. I just want you to talk a little bit more about those experiences.
Well, first of all, Madison Square Garden was the single most phenomenal experience of my entire life. I mean,
wow.
And I mean, I'm sitting on my couch in one of those woe is me days. I didn't listen to Miss J in the morning that day, and I just wasn't feeling
it. See what happens? See what happens, y'all?
That's what happened. That's what happened. And I get a call, and it's like, hey, you know, we want you to come to New York, sing at Madison Square Garden, da 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 da. And I'm sitting there looking like a chicken head and just like, yeah, okay. And it was amazing. I mean, so many, like you said, I couldn't see a thing, couldn't see a person. I had to rely on my training and skills to keep me standing. But, you know, once I opened my mouth, it just, you know, everything else just happened on its own. But, I mean, that is just something I just, from being out there, having an album, having things that people, I mean, these people knew who I was when they called me. And that was amazing. It's Madison Square Garden. I mean,
wow.
How do you turn it down? And it just happened to be one of those things where preparation met opportunity. And here we are with that on my resume. I sang at Madison Square Garden. I mean, that's why
O-M-G.
I had to prepare. Sorry?
O-M-G. O-M-G. I just want to go. I have yet to even be at Madison Square Garden, so I just want to make sure that I get there, let alone being there and being on the mic, opening your mouth. But you said something kind of profound there when preparation meets opportunity. I want you to expound on that, but not quite yet. We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. Toya Nash takeover, y'all. I'm telling y'all, she's trying to take my job, so I'm going to have to go ahead and secure it. So, and that's taking over Miss Jay in the morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, of course, we have the Miss Jay area code check-in. And we're going to talk back with Toya Mash. She has an organization called Coach Your Craft, doing some big things. She's out there helping you guys to get through. So she's not just talking the talk. She's actually walking the walk and training others. She also has her latest EP called Him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's all you can describe a person as, is him. So we're going to talk about that. And some of her music is featured on the show today, so we got a lot more for you. Stay tuned, and we'll have a quick commercial break. Ms. J, area code check-in, and Toya Mash right after this.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Making it happen right here on midday in the morning. It's the Toya Mash Takeover, and I'm so grateful for Toya for calling in, starting her day off in the right way. Those of you who are calling in, listening, those of you who are on the computer, y'all know what time it is. It's time for the Ms. J area code check-in, giving y'all opportunity to rep your city no matter where you are around the world. I've logged you in. Ms. J is going to try to do a little something with her vocal abilities. You know, Toya doing all that, so, you know, I got to kind of show her up since she's taking over my show. But it's all good, y'all. The midday area code check-in, those of you who have called in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you listening on your computer, you can go ahead and get in where you fit in right now. Rep your city. Just call in, 714-816-4743. I got you logged in. It's about to go down. Ms. J is about to do it on Ms. J in the morning. The Ms. J area code check-in. Here we go. 209-408-501-662-916-770-404-323-818-679-1713-313-702-513-502-313-302-864-860-212. Hey! Woo! Yeah, that's how Miss Dick do it. We got it going on. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the PCs and the Macs. Those of you that are international, baby, thank you so much, so much for tuning in. Getting your day started off in the right way, ODing on positivity right here with Ms. J. Ms. J in the morning being taken over by Toya Mash. Ms. Toya, gotta take my job, y'all. Y'all gotta keep me going.
Nobody.
An awesome and encouraging and motivating woman doing some big things all over the place. Shout out to Mama Nash pushing her out there and saying, look, girl, you're going to do this because I see something in you. Some of y'all need some mamas like that. You think your parents are being hard on you, but they see something that apparently you are not seeing yet. So go ahead and just go with the flow. The youth out there, Toya's giving you some wisdom. Listen to your elders, the ones that have been here, the ones that have the experience, that have the wisdom. Just sit down, shut your mouth sometime, and open your ears. She can't say it, but I can. Y'all know how we do it on this day in the morning. We got to keep it real. We got to push you. Sometimes you need a push. Sometimes you need even a slap to get you out of that rut and get you flowing in the way that you're supposed to go. Toya has been through some ups and some downs, has had some excuses, but she kept the passion, she kept the fire burning, which landed her as the Toya Nash. Not only does she have her Bachelor's of Arts degree, she also has a master's. She studied in New York at the Actor Studio. Those of you who know anything about art knows that that's a big thing. And bigger than that, she actually was called to perform at Madison Square Garden, an experience that she wasn't even expecting. Those of you who are doing some things in life, you're sitting there and you're wondering, when is it my time? You're going to get that call really soon. Now, Toya, before we end the show, we have to get into your music. But before that, I want you to share with our listeners your organization, Coach Your Craft. I think it's an awesome thing to do. You're coaching young people and adults in acting and public speaking. I want you to briefly tell them a little bit about the organization and how we all can get involved with you.
Yes, ma'am. Coach Your Craft, like you said, is my acting and voice coaching company. Want to sing, want to act, want to just be a better public speaker, or want to just better articulate. A lot of us come from, you know, I'm from Dallas, Texas, so a lot of us come from places where there is an accent, but when you're on that screen, that's not okay unless that's the show that they are saying is shot in the place where you're from. So whatever it is, it's arts-related, acting, singing, or voice, I'm able to help you with that. I'm able to offer private coaching as well as workshops to help get you geared up and ready to go. Like I said, you have to study what it is you're interested in. Otherwise, you can't expect to be ready when they call you for that big thing. So I do teach children. I do teach teens. I do teach adults. I've even gotten a great deal of attorneys who understand that when they're in the courtroom, there's a reason, you know, when they're presenting all that, you know, heavy information, if they're not dynamic,
wow,
if their voice and their pitch and their stance is not a certain way, they won't win that case. So, I mean, it's kind of just taken on a life of its own. It started with people who had an interest in acting and singing, and like I said, now it's moved on to other areas. So it's not just about the actor. If what you do requires you to get up and speak in front of an audience, like I said, I started in an oratorical contest, which is a speech, you know, it's more about being a speaker. So whatever that is, I can help you do that. And that's what Coach Your Craft is all about. For more information, definitely check out www.coachyourcraft.com for more information, and you can find out more about it and everything I'm doing with it and who I'm teaching. And, yeah, it's amazing. And it doesn't matter what city you're in, I probably have someone in there in that area who can help you. So check us out.
Check it out. Coach Your Craft. Get it together. Get the education, the support, the wisdom, the encouragement you need. And that's quite interesting. That is true. You never think about it. You think about vocal coaching, acting coaching, to only be for entertainers, but even lawyers are contacting you to get the skills that they need for public speaking. So y'all make sure to log on to www.coachyourcraft.com to get more information. If you have any skills that you would like to link up with Toya, maybe you have some services that you would like to offer her and help the youth, or you would like to invite her to come and do a workshop in your area, make sure you log on to the website. All the contact information is there, and get connected to coachyourcraft.com. Now, Toya, we're going to get into it, girl. I know the show is almost over, y'all, but we still got a bunch of time to get a bunch of stuff, because this girl got so much going on. I might have to do a round two, but we got to spread it out. She's trying to take over the show. Now, this is a Toya Nash in the morning show, not Miss Day in the morning, but I want to talk more about your music, your latest project called Him. When I saw that, I said, this girl right here has been through some things, because I know every time you can't even describe the person, all you can say is him.
That's it. Dot, dot, dot.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about this project. Where did it come from, and who is him?
You know, I have been asked that question, and him is that man who has touched your life in a way that you cannot imagine, that you never could have imagined. It doesn't mean you're still with him. It doesn't mean you're married to him. You could have moved on. It could have just been one moment in time, whatever it is. It was an inexplicable journey where you had that, not just the love, but you had that guttural feeling for this person that that longing, that yearning, that, and then one day, oh my God, it happens, and just the ride, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs. Again, it's not about the beginning or the ending. It's just about that experience and what it did to you or for you, and how it shaped who you are today and how you love today.
Hmm.
Dot dot dot. Because you never know where it's gonna.
Dot,
you know, I was really struggling with that.
I think
I
we've all had a him or a her that has definitely done a dot, dot, dot in our lives. I'm going to have to go ahead and steal that from Toya. She don't know it yet.
Mm-mm.
But the him that has done a dot, dot, dot. Now, you're all over the place. You're on YouTube, Reverb Nation. You have your website. You have your organization. There's Facebook. There's Twitter. Everybody just look her up, Toya Nash, toyanash.com. All the links to everything is on there. But I had to preview a little bit of something-something. You know, Ms. J does her research, got to say to show myself approved. And you have this, what do they call it, je ne sais quoi. You have this thing about your music that is definitely something that is not out there now. And reading your reviews, people are drawn to your music. People are drawn to your voice. People are drawn to your style and also your lyrics. Now, I did a little research, and I found out that in a weird kind of way, a good weird, if you're connected to somebody that is very special to Ms. J in the Morning,
Mr. Lion,
I need to know how that went on with this collaboration and how you got to get in and get this. How did you get in with Lock Lion?
I love Lock Lion. God bless his soul. And I told him, I don't care what he does or how funny he gets or how big he gets, he will be in on the Toya Nash team, whether he likes it or not. When I moved, after I did grad school, like I said, I did a ton of theater. I started doing live performances around town, and I wanted to do a little bit more TV and film and all that. So I moved back to LA, and the building where I lived, I met Brooklyn J. I know you know him as well. He's an amazing pop hip hop artist. And
Brooklyn J.
Brooklyn J, who he goes full out hard all the time. He's always doing something. And he was in the hospital because he had worked himself to the point of dehydration. So when I went to see him and fussed at him for not taking care of himself, sitting right next to him was the Lock Lion. And I was like, who is this man, this force? He was like an oak tree. He was just so grounded. I was like, what's going on here?
Wow.
You know? And we had a long talk, and, you know, I told him I was a singer, and I said, you know, I've really had a hard time finding people that I trust to work with, people who write the music I want to sing, you know, and he listened to me, and he's like, oh, I can write for you. And I'm like, yeah, okay, another guy talking about, you know, I probably had heard or seen 5,000, 10,000, you know, people writing things for me and sending tracks to me. I told this man my story. We went to lunch. By the next time I saw him, he had written No Pressure. And I was like, wait, what? And it was exactly the way I wanted it to be, how I want. I mean, it was like he just connected with me and knew exactly what I wanted to do and how to put it on paper. And
wow.
A whole EP later, I mean, so the band, I would just tell him what I was experiencing, what I was going through. I remember one time, there's my favorite song on the CD, which is Let Me In. It's that blues ballad where it's like, I love you, why don't you love me, what's happening? I was telling him about that. He wrote that while making some salads to go and teach. He was making his lunch, and he wrote that song. Like, he's that gifted. So I love me some Lock Lion. Please look him up. He's doing amazing things also. He's recording right now. I love this man. He, after all the people I've met, this was the man who, in very little time, helped me to finally bring my own voice out into the world in a way that I could feel proud of. Get at him. He's an amazing writer.
Wow. He is definitely a him that has done a dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
In
yes.
Life.
And see, that's
out to be Lock Lion.
I'm glad you said that, because him doesn't have to be a romantic interest. It can be that guy who helps you get to the next level. It can be God. It can be, you know, that's why I just said him. It's not about a name. It's what whoever that was that helped you in a way that you will never forget, in a way that you just don't even understand how it happened, but it was amazing. That's who him is.
Wow. Him. The writer
him.
Behind Toy and Nash, Locke Lyon.
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
Those of you, Brooklyn J out there, those of you who don't know, she's dropping all the celebrities and big name people. See, that's how you do. When you get out there and you do big things, you get big things happening, big people coming to you. An awesome choreographer. Shout out to him, too. Want to go ahead and give a shout out to all the people, you know, in your circle. All the ones that sit in L.A., you know, in the middle of the day having lunch and discussing business while those of us who have a 9-to-5 are at the desk crying, waiting to just get a 15-minute break. You know, that's how they do it with Miss Toya Nash. Yes. So we're at the last few minutes of the show, Toya. I'm so excited about everything that you were doing. I'm excited about the opportunity to have you on the show. Everybody's been waiting to get a taste of who Toya Nash is. You have to get her album. Log on to Toya Nash. .com. The music is there for download, for purchase. Make sure you do that. Don't forget to log on to CoachYourCraft.com. Support her organization. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. She's on Reverb Nation. She's on YouTube. But if you log on to our website, ToyaNash.com, all the links are there. You can get deep into it. But her latest, the one she dropped that made me say, The one that made me go, who is this woman? It's Today. That song is an amazing song, so perfect for today's show. I want you to talk a little bit about Today. We have a few minutes before we go ahead and release it. Premiere right here on Ms. J in the Morning. It's the Ms. J premiere. It's been out. Everybody's loving it. She got hundreds of thousands of people to go ahead and like it on YouTube because she's bad like that. But I want you to give a little prep talk, a little preface to Today.
You know, I was born and raised in the church, and I believe in having a strong spiritual center, whatever that is for you. I am a very liberal Christian in that I believe whatever it is, you know, I respect any and every religion, and I do believe that there are many, many routes to God. And, you know, I often need something that just helps me get going, something that helps me get motivated. And I'm strongly considering putting a gospel tune on the EP. But, you know, Mr. Locke Lyon, you know, because I wanted something that was multi-religious. I wanted something where I don't care who you are, what you believe, this will get you going, get you pumped up, get you ready. And Today was actually written with more of a gospel twist, but, you know, Locke Lyon, I keep saying his name because he's bad like that. We twisted it in a way that I don't care what you believe, this song will get you up, get you ready to go. My mom said someone was singing it at her job yesterday. I don't even know.
Wow.
I said my mom. She's like, oh, I listen to this every morning on YouTube. It's that kind of song. Play it in the morning and watch how your day goes.
I'm telling you, today, by Toya Nash, first time featured on Ms. J in the Morning. We're blasting it international, baby. Toya, I've had an awesome time with you this morning. Definitely have to get you to come back on the show. You're awesome with Taking Over. You're awesome with Taking Over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say to your listeners, go to ToyaNashMusic.com for just much more of the music-related information. ToyaNash.com is both acting and music and everything else. And then ToyaNashMusic.com is all about the lyrics. So check them both out.
Make sure you do that. ToyaNashMusic.com. Listen to the entire EP. Shout out to Locke Lyon for writing, all the musicians and everybody who helped make this project what it is today. And going even further, all of the listeners who have tuned in today, thank you so much. Toya, I appreciate you and your time. Girl, you got a story that you have to tell around the world, and you just did on Ms. J in the Morning. We are live Monday through Friday on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Also featured on iartistradio.com. You can listen on demand. So shout out to everybody around the world who was tuned in, OD'd on positivity, on Ms. J in the Morning. The Toya Nash takeover. Right now at the end of the show, we are giving you Today by Toya Nash. Toya, love you, girl. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. morning. I appreciate it and love you a lot. Your show is a part of my morning, and it gets me going. If you're not listening, you need to be listening. It's a great way to start your day.
That's how you do it. Thank you so much, Toya. Love you, Bill. And here we go without further ado. Today, Toya Nash, it's Miss J in the morning, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.
Today is a brighter day. Gotta make a move. Gotta work on me today. Got to move forward. I really have no time to play. Don't wanna be down today.